Hey Anchor, it's President's Day. It's probably the first President's Day that I've observed with hesitation, mainly because I think the current occupant brings the day into disrepute. That's just a personal opinion. Here in Ireland, we don't have a President's Day. We have a president that's older than the United States president. He's in his 80s. Jovial gentleman, a poet, and well-versed in literature and politics. I'm testing a microphone that is meant to remove the hum that comes with engine noise. So I do know that it's an old mic. It's an old wire, actually, totally a wire. And I can see a waveform in front of me that says that some of my spoken words are coming through okay, and that the hum apparently isn't. So I'm happy this President's Day. I leave you with my greetings. And for you, Sheena Diana, I know is listening, today might be cookies. Yay. Well, today might be a card that says the cookies are here, which means tomorrow may be cookies. The day after President's Day. That'd be good. Bye for now.
Thing one tonight, our president is asking us, or sort of hectoring us, to have a great but very reflective President's Day. Sort of a hilarious admonition to remember the reason for the season, I guess, the true meaning of President's Day. Trump spent the day golfing, but yes, let's reflect on this very solemn President's Day, the day that America's bachelor president James Buchanan invariably gets pegged as the worst president ever. Buchanan is a president widely regarded by historians as utterly inept in the face of secession by southern states who accepted slavery as settled law and whose inaction allowed the nation to slide into a civil war. All that is why scholars of all stripes rank him dead last when assessing the greatness of American presidents. Until now, as historian Kevin Cruz put it, quote, on this President's Day, congratulations to James Buchanan on finally moving out of the bottom spot in the presidential rankings. Yes, another president has now hit rock bottom, lower than Buchanan. Can you guess who? There's no way you can. The last spot, the very bottom, the worst president ever, in the minds of the experts, drumroll please, is, yes, Donald J. Trump. There he is, lounging in the basement underneath Buchanan. Trump ranked only 36 spots lower than his predecessor, President Barack Obama, who was ranked eighth best president ever. Okay, but that's just a bunch of pinhead liberals, right? But no, the overall ranking was from a mix of Republicans, independents, and Democratic scholars. And yes, the Democratic scholars put Trump last. And yes, independents do believe he is slightly better than the guy who ushered into the Civil War, President James Buchanan. The good news for Trump comes from Republican scholars who don't say Trump is the worst. They say he's one of the top five worst presidents ever. Yes, Republican scholars say there are four presidents, four worse than Donald J. Trump. The impeached Andrew Johnson, the pro-slavery Franklin Pierce, the president who died 31 days into his term, William Henry Harrison, and that loser bachelor who hastened the Civil War, President James Buchanan. So it's not all bad. Now, for the record, we could argue it's unfair to rank Trump as the worst president ever after just 1 year. In fact, I would even argue that he is the worst after 1 year because of what other presidents oversaw. I mean, he hasn't gotten us into a Great Depression or a Civil War, but clearly those scholars see in him great potential.